You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone right now, Pam Curry, who is an Allstate insurance agent who owns the Curry Agency. Good evening, Pam. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. I know it's, maybe it's not after hours for you as an insurance agent.
Never know.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of on call all the time, aren't you?
That's correct. That is correct.
We're kind of the end of the year wrapping up here, and we're talking about training and, you know, physical training and diets and so forth. But there's some things we need to pay attention to at the end of the year as well. And perhaps reviewing and looking at our insurance policies is a good thing to do at the end of the year. Do you recommend reviewing policies from time to time?
Definitely. Actually, what we do at our agencies, we call our clients once a year, or we send them a card to say, hey, it's time to review your policy. Let's get together and let's talk. So if your agent hasn't contacted you, you should call them, review your policy, go over it before something bad happens. So you know what deductibles you have. You know if the company's changed any kind of coverages, if they have something out there that's less expensive, if they've come out with new discounts. All these things are things that you need to contact your agent and ask them, you know, can we sit down, let's go over our policy so I know if I do have a loss, what's covered and what's not covered.
So what kind of, are these the kinds of things that you find? What do you find when you do a review typically of someone's policy?
Well, believe it or not, we find that they can actually have been carrying a lower price. We look through to see if there's other policies out there that we can give them. We look at new discounts. We look to see if they wanted to come out their checking account. They get a discount for that. We see if they want their bill sent to their email as opposed to getting a paper bill, you know, which obviously is going green, which is nice, and they get a discount for that. And so some of these things, you know, if you don't sit down and go over with your agent, you're just going to keep paying the price that you're paying. And then you find out that you were carrying a higher deductible, but you had a disappearing deductible, and so you might be cheaper to buy, you know, a higher deductible again. So until you look at it, you really don't know what you have.
Now, you're talking, I mean, people will be thrilled to know that sometimes the costs can go down on the actual coverage as well.
Yeah, that's very exciting for them, yes.
I had a minor fender bender, thankfully, with nobody hurt, a couple of weeks ago. And the thought came to mind after going through all of this, is it always wise to make a claim?
It's not always wise to make a claim. And that's, you know, that's part of one of those things is that you want to have a good relationship with your agent, so you can have an after-hours phone number, you can have a weekend's phone number, and call them and say, this is how much my fender bender is. It's a couple hundred dollars. Is it worth making the claim? You know, what do I do? Is my rates going to go up? You know, what's the best way to handle this claim? So, you know, talking to your agent first and asking them, getting advice from them. That's what you pay your agent for, is to get, you know, good advice from them.
The steps of a fender bender, so you as my agent should be one of my calls after, do I call the police, and I guess it depends on where the accident occurred, if it's private property or not, but getting a report is important for your purposes.
Definitely, getting a report. If you're on private property, sometimes the security will come and get a report, but definitely have the police come out without moving the vehicles too much, so you have it right there that who hit who, so that you know if your deductible is going to be waived, if you have to pay the deductible, if your rates are going to go up. You definitely want to call the police and then call your insurance agent and get that claim going as fast as possible.
What are some of the things, you and I had a moment to talk before this afternoon, that people miss? I've got two daughters who live in a townhouse in an apartment. What about renter's insurance?
Renter's insurance is probably the biggest thing that people call is after a loss. They have a smoke fire. They have, you know, because there's other people living in the same building and they cause damage, and then all of a sudden they call and they're like, okay, before this happens again, or they hear their friend's apartment got broken into, they call after and buy the renter's insurance after they've already had a loss. But the biggest thing is when we try to offer renter's insurance, they say we don't own anything. We don't have anything. You know, we don't have much of anything. And the biggest thing is that we give additional living expenses. So if your apartment were to burn down, you're not trying to impose on somebody else. We're going to put you up in a hotel. We're going to take care of you until you're until your home is rebuilt again. So additional living expenses is a big thing. And then I look at it as a woman, I'm sure you'd agree with this, is to buy your whole entire wardrobe again in one day is a ton of money. I mean, just to buy one outfit for a night is a lot of money. So to buy a whole wardrobe again, it really gets into a lot of money. So I would say renter's insurance is probably the biggest thing that people think that they can go without.
Now, is that relatively inexpensive for the value that you would get after the fact if you need it?
It is relatively inexpensive, exactly. And generally, we carry lower deductibles than renter's insurance. You can go with, you know, depending on which company you're with, a $250 deductible. And then it can run all over the board, depending on exactly what you said, how much content you buy. But you can get it as low as, you know, $89 a year and then go on up from there.
Now, a next step that comes to mind is condo insurance. You know, you're kind of between a home and an apartment with that idea in terms of insurance.
Correct. And what we see a lot of is condo insurance, they think it's just contents. They think that they're not responsible for anything else inside of the building, the structure. My association will take care of that. Well, that's generally not the case. And as insurance, you know, as you know, the insurance gets more and more expensive. Even associations are trying to cut back their policies and what they're willing to pay for. So, you know, every condo is different. Some of them do pay for all of the structure. Some of them do pay for new kitchens and new bathrooms. But the majority of them, you're responsible for the whole entire interior, which could be your cupboards, your faucets, your sinks, your bathroom, which adds up to a ton. I mean, if you ever wanted to remodel a kitchen, remodel a bathroom, you would know how much that would cost to actually replace all that again.
Absolutely.
And some condos only pay from the outside walls out. So then you're responsible for all the ductwork. You're responsible for all the electricity. So you have to know what they're responsible for and what you're responsible for before the time of a claim.
Now, some people may have just gotten some jewelry, lucky enough to have gotten some jewelry for Christmas. What about
you one of them?
Well, actually, I was, as a matter of fact. Something I'm going to need to take a look at. What about the jewelry schedule? That would be part of a review as well. What you don't have anymore, don't wear anymore, don't need to insure, and what you need to add.
Correct, because you could be paying a lot of money for something that's just sitting in your jewelry box, and every policy is different, but generally, you know, you're covered for theft, but then they might have an inside limit. So if you have a smaller piece and you're not wearing it, and so if someone broke in your house, you know, you'd be covered for theft on it. So what you put a rider on for is generally for a mysterious disappearance. Your diamond just falls out of your ring, you get cold, your ring falls off your finger. You know, there's numerous reasons that you would schedule a piece, but you're right. You might not want to be paying for all of that. You want to go through, what am I wearing? What am I not wearing? What's the chance of this? And, you know, get your premium to make, you know, where it makes sense.
Now, can it be cost saving to bundle some of the things together, like home, car, jewelry, and you can do that?
Definitely. There's usually a home and auto discount with just about any company out there. So if you have one place, one the other, it's probably not the best price for you because you get a pretty large discount.
I'm gathering from everything that we've talked about, Pam, that the biggest thing, couple of the big thing is, one, get a review of your policy, and two, get a really good agent like yourself who's paying attention and making those calls to help you stay on track with all of this.
I agree. I mean, you definitely are buying the agent. I mean, you know, you can go online and buy it, and a lot of people do. And we generally talk to people that have done that, and we will get their business back and say, you know what, there's some value in having a local agent that really cares about what happens to me.
Yeah, I'm guessing if I have a problem and I try to go online and find a number, there will be nobody answering that.
Yeah, they might be answering it, but they're not going to ever look you eye to eye, face to face. You're never going to sit across the desk from them and ask them, hey, why is this going on and what's going on, you know, what's happening to this claim? So, you know, you're buying it because something bad's going to happen down the road. And otherwise, you know, there's no reason to buy insurance if you don't really think that something may happen to you.
Well, Pam Curry, who is the owner of the Curry Agency, Allstate insurance agent, I think you've kind of given us a good list to check off and get with our agents to see. I'm thinking to myself, the folks who have you as an agent are lucky folks.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's very nice.
I appreciate you joining us this evening and helping us go over some of these issues. Again, Pam Curry, Allstate insurance agent who owns the Curry Agency. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.